can send you where.
Well, Aaron Rupar just said this is the video is what he said.
Exactly. There's one, he kind of starts nodding off.
Yeah.
Then he opens his eyes. Then he kind of starts nodding off again. That's basically how our president is acting right now. But let's jump right in. I'm joined with Katie Fang, everybody, the wonderful Katie Fang, who just about a week ago testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee about how the Trump admin is coming for the media, is coming for us next, and is coming for basically any check on the executive branch, such as, Congress. He'll try to step all over Congress. He tries to sue universities because universities create critically thinking students, people like you and I. He tries to attack, of course, the mainstream media because he doesn't want them to, hold him to account. He's attacking independent media. People like Don Lemon have been straight up arrested. He's sued law firms and gotten those law firms to do pro bono work for him. And over, he's trying to erode all of the checks around us. Now, this one is big. The Paramount, Skydance, and Warner Bros. Discovery merger, the proposed merger, rather, would be pretty catastrophic. I'm pretty sure one family would then own about like 40 to 50% of the market share of media in the United States, maybe even more than that. And that is not what democratic media should look like. So, Katie, I'll play some clips of you testifying because it was really, really great. But I want to hear your thoughts and your breakdown as somebody who's in independent media with us. Obviously, they're going to come for us even more. We are the independent variable they didn't think of. Donald Trump made all of his plans to attack college campuses, to attack universities, to attack all of this. We are the independent variable pushing for a better future, and they're going to come for us, but we still have a lot of power. So make sure you subscribe to both Katie Fang and the Adam Mockler feed below, and let's hear it. What are you thinking?
Yeah, so Adam, look, I'm so glad when you were reeling off that litany of abuses that you mentioned the law firms. I always start with the law firms. Why? Because they were the first to bend the knee. If you'll recall, they were the first right after Trump took office for the second Trump regime that started saying, thank you, sir, may I have another, right? So they all said, we're not going to fight these bullshit executive orders. We're not going to fight against the regime. And the reason why I find that to be so important is these big law firms, with their brilliance and their legal scholar and prowess, if they were the first to bend the knee, Adam, it sent a chilling message to the rest of us, which is they're not going to defend us, right? Because you're going to have to need a lawyer to go to court to be able to defend yourself in all of this.
Yep.
And so I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I do feel like sometimes they get a pass, so we forget about the fact that they were the ones that kind of started the trend. They were the trendsetters of the ass kissing and the capitulation. But then the fact that this merger was approved by shareholders, Adam, and now we're looking to our attorneys general, like the great California AG Rob Bonta, to once again step into the breach to help protect and defend our rights. I mean, it's exasperating because we're looking at this huge consolidation in an anti-competitive way of all of this media. And I'm not talking just news, and I'll put that in quote, because we've seen what's happened when Paramount merged with Skydance and took over CBS. We've seen the silencing, the censorship, and pretty much the use of CBS to advance pro-Trump propaganda. It's pretty much state-run propaganda now. But when you consider all of that, it also includes streaming content. It also includes the opportunity to influence and create a narrative when it comes to political messaging. A lot of things like CNN, it has an international reach. We're
Yep.
talking a huge kind of, I call it the tentacles, Adam, of this mega merger are so profound. And then the debt load on this is something that I've been harping on. It's a $110 billion deal, $24 billion of which is being financed by sovereign wealth funds, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the ones that gave Trump the $400 million jet in Abu Dhabi. But the rest of it is coming from private equity financing. Adam, when you want to make up that debt and pay it back, what are you going to do? You're going to jack up the prices for streaming subscriptions. You're going to jack up the prices to go see the movies. And then what are you going to do? You're going to cut the jobs. You're going to cut the people all the way from craft services to the writers, to the directors, to the act. You name it, you're going to be killing creativity. So what are you going to end up with? The Ellisons controlling what you read, hear, and see, right? Like
Yep.
it's going to be a total taking over. And so to your point, Adam, who's next on the chopping block? Us. The ability for us to be able to continue to speak truth to power, that is going to be next on the chopping block if we don't stand up.
Exactly. Very well said. And I really like your point about less competition. in the marketplace when media
consolidates.
Yeah, it's not competitive. It's not the free market at all. And thousands of jobs have been cut after prior mergers. So it's important that you pointed that out as well, because they will cut jobs. They will try to cut costs. They will hurt the film industry. And just from like a broad, very general perspective, part of the reason why America is a great country is because we have built this, you know, culture of our own where we can create, you know, certain movies. We have Hollywood, we have all these things. And the Trump admin is destroying this in front of our eyes. I also think it's very important to point out they're not hiding their intentions about what they want to do after this takeover. Pete Hegseth said roughly a month ago during a press briefing, when he got asked a question by a CNN reporter, he pointed at the CNN reporter and said, "The sooner David Ellison takes you guys over, the better." He said that verbatim. "The sooner David Ellison takes over CNN, the better." He's very clearly saying there. He's not even implying it. He's just saying that the coverage is going to change.
Because think about it. Normally, in a Democratic government, you would have a DOJ that would fully vet and investigate and say, this smacks of monopoly. This smacks of being anti-competition. We're not going to let this fly. But no, because you have a DOJ that has decided that it would rather go after the political enemies and opponents of Trump instead of actually looking out for the American people. That's why I always, when I have the chance, I always want to applaud the work of our Democratic state attorneys general. I mean, Adam, I have been on this earth way longer than you, my friend. And for a majority of it, I could never tell you who the damn attorney general is, right? I mean, a lot of people don't pay attention to that on a state level. And yet we have to be paying attention to that, especially if there are people that are up for election in these races, because we have seen these days that our governors and our attorneys general in our states that have the idea of being Democratic in mind, they actually are the ones that are fighting for us, because the other people from Congress to the DOJ to the executive, they've abdicated their duties of looking out for the regular people.
Yep. And we can even include a link in the description for people to be able to find their state attorney general or attorneys general, attorneys general, and then contact them and say, you should try to sue to block this merger. I think using our audience in that manner would be great. Pivoting a little bit from, you know, broad media in America to what's happening in D.C. right now, where I am. It is currently White House Correspondents Weekend. The dinner is happening tomorrow. I'm obviously not going to the dinner, but I'm going to some new media parties to make sure that the people in this sphere are, you know, all on the same page or in a like-minded way. So last night I had a great conversation with Mehdi Hasan. Love the guy.
Yes. We just celebrated his 2-year anniversary of Zatteo on Wednesday that he founded when he left MSNBC. Yeah.
And I told him congrats. I was supposed to go to that New York party, but the schedule just didn't really align. Yeah. Either way, it is very important at a time when certain mainstream media and when the Trump administration are trying to push one specific narrative. You know when it really manifested is when Trump about a week ago declared the Strait of Hormuz open. Now, we learned very quickly that the Strait of Hormuz had never really been opened. Iran was still closing it and
controlling
the Strait. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They were still controlling it entirely. But every single mainstream media organization reported Trump, quote, "The Strait is now open." They just quote him basically, and they use that to run a narrative, and it's a victory for Trump. So the point I'm making is when we're in DC, we need to be building something better. When I'm in DC doing these meetings, I'm looking to build a better independent media ecosystem that can push for a better democracy. Now, I want to hear about your thoughts surrounding this weekend, because you've been at prior dinners, right? This is my first time ever going or getting any sort of invite to these. So this is my first ever time. I want to hear about your experiences and what made you not go this year.
So I'm boycotting, and I'm boycotting because I'm incredibly disappointed in legacy mainstream media, especially my former colleagues at different networks and at different companies. You know, I'm sad for you, Adam, that your first White House Correspondents' Dinner / weekend, we call it nerd prom, that it has to be one where Trump is there, because Trump hasn't been there for years, right? And I want to remind people, you know, the trolling, the roasting of Trump was part of the reason why that asshole decided to run for office years ago. Just want to make sure that that's perfectly clear.
Yeah.
So, because I think people forget. But the reason why I'm boycotting is you cannot be at events with Pete Hegseth, who you just noted said, "I can't wait for Ellison to take over CNN." Pete Hegseth, who openly, derisively screams at and yells at and derides members of the press. You can't be there with Stephen Miller, who is the architect behind so much of the atrocities that we're all suffering under right now in the United States. And you certainly cannot be sitting at a table with the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, who is Trump's lackey on the communications end, who has decided that he wants to have a war on DEI And he's the one who sends all the threatening letters and missives and everything to all of these companies to try to cow them into submission. And you know what? It's been working. And so for me, I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with the idea of breaking bread with this administration. How can you go to the dinner tomorrow night, Adam, not you, but others, and you know, how can you sit there when it's supposed to be a celebration of the White House Correspondents Association? It's supposed to be a celebration of the relationship between the administration, whether it's Trump or any other president, and our White House press corps, with our journalists. It's supposed to be a celebration of the First Amendment. The First Amendment has become either a punchline or a weapon in this administration. And so how can you sit there and unless it's because you want it for access journalism, because you want to be able to do it. But at the same time, Adam, you want access to a man who falls asleep openly in the Oval Office or in a cabinet hearing or a meeting. You want a man who is so brain addled and he has no mental and physical faculties to speak of. And yet you want access to that when everything has to be fact checked. Everything has to be sat there and filtered through a lie screener.
Or access to someone that will deride any female journalist who asks him a single question.
And then none of them step up next to them and say, excuse me, Mr. President, but you cannot call my colleague a pig. Excuse me, Mr. President, you can't do that. And you know, they don't do it because they don't want to have access. I don't understand the value of the access. Now, that all of this being said, I am thrilled to see that you and other of my friends in independent media are there, because I do think it sends a message. It's a big fuck you to the administration and to the old guard, saying we don't care that you guys are doing this. We're doing our own new media stuff, because I also think it's important today, especially in our day and age, Adam, for us to be together physically, to be in community together, to break bread together in that way. So I am sad I'm not there with you and our other, you know, kind of brother in arms and sister in arms. But I am also glad that I can boycott this, because it's really enraging and disgusting to see that their level of protest, Adam, is wearing a handkerchief that has the First Amendment on it, so that what, Trump can take in and wipe his ass with it? No, thank you. I don't need to be a part of that.
That is such a good point. It's like a lot of these people are like, listen, I went to school for journalism. I studied my entire career. I made sure that I had a nice path in journalism. And then the moment somebody gets into power and is degrading the very thing that they've studied for, they're more than happy to go sit down and clap and laugh at him. Yeah, it's absolutely despicable. And that is why, that's why I think it's great that you've boycotted. I would never go to a party with like a Stephen Miller or whatever, but if there's like a David Pakman there, it's great. I like to see like the Don Lemons of the world. They're always really great to see. It's energizing being around like-minded people. And I'm sure I'll see you at some sort of event soon. I think this is a good place to wrap it up. I think that this was a great, great breakdown of not only the weekend, but the attacks on the media that we're facing. Mm-hmm. One more time, we are the independent variable. When Trump is going after the law firms, as you say, when Trump is going after universities, many mainstream media organizations, yes, he's going after independent media, but we're decentralized to a degree where he can't go after like our funders. He can't go after the people funding us. No, he can only target one at a time. And with, unfortunately, Don Lemon was the one who was targeted. It was awful. It was disgusting.
And Georgia Fort. I also mentioned her as well.
Oh, yeah, yep. A few other people were also in that same night arrested.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very important that we're all together in a like-minded fashion. So thank you, Katie, for hopping on.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll talk again soon.